I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. A city on Ukraine's front line takes a unique approach to protect its children. Meanwhile, if you've been praying about sharing Jesus with someone, there's some tips coming up. First, the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has been under frequent missile attacks by Russian forces. In the past week alone, strikes in this eastern city have killed at least 17 people and injured more than 80, among them children. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says,
"This horrific experience has become normal for the people in eastern Ukraine. And so it changes the mindset that they have."
It's prompted a new response.
The recent announcement that they were building an elementary school underground in the city of Zaporizhia, the very important city of Zaporizhia, was stunning to us in America. It is this transition that is happening from the war could be over soon, we just need to come up with the right strategy, to this may be our new normal.
SGA is partnering with local believers in Ukraine who are pressing forward. Pray for the peace of God that surpasses understanding.
John 14:27 reminds us that the peace that God gives us is not necessarily the peace of solving all the earthly problems.
More in the full report at missionnews.org.
Pray that the faithful believers will be consumed with Christ and be a bold witness in whatever situation they find themselves.
Meanwhile, today, Mission India is launching its biggest ever matching challenge. Every dollar donated to Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs between now and December 31 will be doubled, up to $1 million. Regan Miller with Mission India explains.
It's like vacation Bible school on steroids, we like to say. But they sing songs, they play together, they do Bible-based skits, they hear Bible stories, and they learn how to pray, and they all have so much fun while they're doing it.
Through 10-day children's Bible clubs, Mission India partners with local Christian leaders to reach Indian kids.
So even after the 10 days are up, the locals that led the Bible clubs are still around and can continue to build relationships with the families and pour into their lives.
Miller shares how one Bible club leader impacted a whole family for Christ. A 13-year-old boy in India named Sashtek was worried because his father, Shibu, survived a heart attack and was told he wouldn't fully recover.
Their neighbor, who was a Christian, came to visit, and her name was Manpriya, and she shared the gospel and offered to pray for Shibu's healing. And as she was praying, Shibu felt the Holy Spirit just overcome him, and from that day on, his health started to improve. So Sashtek, he was amazed. And so when Manpriya invited Sashtek to the 10-day Bible club she was going to lead, of course, he said yes.
Now Sashtek follows Jesus, and you can reach other kids like him. Give today at missionnews.org. And our last story has to do with the gospel work going on closer to home. Your home, that is. Perhaps you've been wanting to share the hope of Jesus with someone around you, a neighbor or family member. Are you stuck wondering how? Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministry says it starts with asking God to show us how he can use what we already have. Take the staff of Moses at the burning bush as an example. God can use anything we have to offer.
In Moses' hands, it can round up a few sheep. In God's hands, it can be the symbol that turns the Nile to blood, melts the heart of Pharaoh, and sets a nation free.
While you probably don't have a shepherd's staff, Hutchcraft says even something as simple as baking cookies for a neighbor could be what God uses to reach someone. And as we are preparing to reach out in love to share the hope of Jesus, Hutchcraft says we can pray for God to go before us.
Lord, open the door. That's a natural opportunity to bring up your relationship with Jesus. Lord, open their heart. Get them ready to hear it. And Lord, open my mouth and give me the words and the tone, the approach, the courage. Lord, open my mouth.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.